just holy. Now then, let's say, look at God, the hand of breath, that's God, isn't it? And Jesus. And the three loaves, the head, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if you want to walk, I want the power of the Holy Spirit. Once I was there, so this in my mind. And I said, Lord, this is kind of clear. I said, why did the Lord in the first of this passage, you talk about getting bread for a neighbor? Friends come to you, want some bread, three loaves of bread for him. And I said, is it wait till you get down here 13 church for sure what you're talking about? I'm a church that was heavenly Father to give the Holy Spirit to them that has it. I said, why is that? He said, because so many people have scoping a Bible, and they've been misled by the Clement's brother and Aaron, and God didn't know the Bible, and it's been in the scoping a Bible. And so they don't mind it because the bread of the Spirit has gone. Ever hear that? You know, a little bit of Christ is great. Oh, yes, you do. Spend money on it, brother. Somebody told you it would make up. Oh, yes, you do. You better have to pray for a sinner to get convicted. That's in your hands, isn't it? Anybody know who can convict sinners? Holy Spirit. What happens when you pray for the Spirit, isn't it? How many of pray for a preacher to have the power of God on you? That's in your hands, isn't it? Does anybody know who can give the power of the preacher? Holy Spirit, that right. Yeah. There you do bring bread to preach. You've just been praying about it a little, haven't you? So the Lord said, I put it down here, I put bread for sinners first, but for last I explained it. So I'll give the Holy Spirit to that ask him and ask him and ask him. All right, so now, pray for sinners. Now go to this good friend, this is friend, old heavenly friend, God that did his son, and the son that loved her so much and died for them. And God put all the survival truth about the state and people. Oh God, give me the power. And the Lord Jesus, what if I step up right now? Yes, sir, you can have all the bread you want. That's how God said it. He from then to the land could take trouble in the mountain, but it's good what it is. Look at this. Does God want soul winners? Not to each day. Does God want you to have the power of the Holy Ghost? No, not to let you be dead. That's fine. Haven't got a baby here, probably 2 or 3 years old, let's see your hands. Do you give me scissors to play with? Razor blades, huh? You know. But brother, you hate your baby? No, you won't learn to get old enough, mature enough to use it without her, just looking after her eye, don't you? All right. So this might have called the Holy Spirit, so I'm going to cross and pray about that. And you're going to have to meet that. Well, see, now, I don't believe in a panic. I'm no Pentecostalist, but I'd like to have the power of God on me. Now, Lord, I'll give you 10 minutes. I've read the front of my paper yet, but no, Lord, since you spoke in, Lord, it took me 30 odd, almost 6 years away from heaven. Lord, it took me bloody sweat and dead salmon and a traitor kiss on my cheek and people forsake me, men trip me naked and nail me to a cross and mock me while I died. And you want to eat. No, he said, don't come that way. Don't come that way. Don't come that way. You put it down now. You're going to have the power of the Holy Spirit as the reason for it. You're going to have to plead for it. And which you shall have the friend go to this end. I said, friend, learn to plead also. A friend of mine is going to come to me, and I've nothing to say before. He from within Galactus said, come on and off, my children will sit there. I cannot rise and give thee. Does God say, gets God up and says, no, when he doesn't mean no, he means I want to hear you holler. He said, means I want to speak, you mean this. You remember the story of the winner and the unjust judge? The unjust judge said, I'm not a sinner, God, I don't care about the widow. But finally, she gave him so much trouble that she left this weary widow wearily by continual coming out of anger. And so not God avenged his own elected Christ day and night under his door bare alone with it. So I'm just saying that he would need to come free. The disciples did, before Pentecost, you remember, these all contended with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women in Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. They continued in that upper room, cried and prayed and confessed the sins for 10 days. Why so long? It's worth it. When they have 3,000 people saved, they didn't take 10 days is too long to wait about that and cry and pray to be there. So, you mothers, let me ask you something. This is the regular baby in the world. It turns not all sunshine and roses in. So you'll come morning and you ain't even breakfast. Oh, you'll be like the moon there and you've had yesterday and day before that. you go all about 3 months and you take these things on your stomach and so on. And very poor little brother, and then you get to meet the earth, you know what the world's the matter with the desperation. And then you walk very, very safely. Then you go about this, just wear a hefty jacket, and so on, from all the way forward, and back, and the violence. And you go along, and you go through the game page, and you look all for it, and you change yourself, and that's so on. And then for a while, it sounds to the baby, and they got out of control, and you wait. And he just takes his own time. So he goes, I'll be coming to the full top of the morning, baby, but me, or he's not going to come to me. But after the baby comes, all this is forgotten. But it costs something to have a baby, doesn't it? Or do you think it's true to cause dizzy? People go out of here for a big interview. You think that? You think about how cost dizzy in the fear of birth and waste and trial to get somebody born who was a female girl? How much should a woman have tried to bring a child in this world this way and all not making it tragedy of the born a fool in the kingdom? I'm just saying, because there's no problem with my children, there's no problem. And listen, I said, though, we are not lies and kidding about this and friends. Yes, because of the death for children, you're lies and kidding as many as they need you. I want to know the sin of a cause of friends. Oh, it's a brother, I'm a fundamentalist, yes, sir. I'm a free tribulation, rapture, fundamentalist, free materialist. Yes, sir, I'm a Baptist fundamentalist. I believe the whole Bible. I believe the virgin birth, don't you, brother? Yes, sir, I believe the body resurrection. I believe men born again. Yes, sir, I believe the verbal inspiration of the Bible. Yes, sir, I don't go to movies. Well, that won't get what we're talking about. Folks, if we have time to pray, that won't get what we're talking about. Folks, if we have time, that won't get what we're talking about. I said, I'm in a friend of God. I'm glad you are. So people are not glad to give him because he's his friend. He won't get up and give you the power of God so you'll ever clean life. So they're not just surrender. That's all they have to do. So it's not. You've got to wait on God's door and step and cry and pray and wait and plead and beg. So if I'm trying to give it because he's a friend, it's because he's a dead for charity, the promise of giving this man is in his own opportunity, pleading with God. I just went through today the word, seek the Lord, and wait on the Lord, and supplication, and importunity, and pleading. Oh, my. How God wants us to wait on Him. Would you like to have the power of God? Then God doesn't give that just because you're friends of God, because you're fundamental doctrine, because you're seen in your life. God gives the power of the Holy Spirit then to plead with Him. How much more should it have the God to give the Holy Spirit in so many powers? And that's fantastic. See that? You've got to put the oil in. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to be Lord, I'm going to have the power of that person. I'll tell you, Lord, I am so pleased, I don't have it. I'll just take my time. I've got all these people that know everything. I'm tired of you being all these people, all this and I. So you're going to have to come to realize that instantly, that your power, that mess has come to be on God, and you can learn the power of the Holy Spirit. That's it. You wouldn't have the power of the Holy Spirit. When God says that, it means fanatical. I sure love you to get fanatical. I love to see somebody. You can't get enough about keeping people out of hell. I might say some of us be just real clear about that. But it's disrespectful. I think the Lord would too. You know that? All right. And help me, and I'll wait on God. He'll show me. I'm just gonna wait on God until the power comes, and I'll be watching, and I'll be with a chance, and I'll be working at it. And some of them said, well, I'm gonna stay home and wait till I get power, and some sort of, but wait till I have a meeting. And I said to somebody yesterday, the Lord doesn't give high power to lots of people that never go on it. God doesn't do it. If all of you got the marriage like you, that's the best you can. You just keep following that thing to somebody, maybe the Lord will give you a 22. And if you just use that bread of the best you can, you just keep following it, that God will give you a 25-30 or a 30-30. Now, the point is, God gives the Holy Spirit to them that lead on their hands. That's what Peter said in Acts, in Acts 5:32. We are witnesses to these things that go on through the Holy Ghost, and God has given to them that obey Him. Those who obey Him in soul winning, those who believe with Him can have the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our heavenly God, our heavenly Father, oh, people that have power unto us. I want to come and say, Father, I'm going to make confession to God by this very fallen way. A friend of mine in church is coming in. I've got to confess before. I'm going to somebody else and I don't have what it takes. And I'm confessing that to God tonight, that I'm to blame for it. And I don't have the power out of there. Now, that's what he teaching you to pray. Now, I'm going to take the lesson. And a friend of mine in church has come to me, and I have nothing to set before. How many said, otherwise, somebody's come to me. Somebody else sent my way. Somebody I love. Somebody in the family. Somebody I know. Somebody on my heart. But I don't have what it takes. I'm confessing my failure to God today. I'm setting out to wait on God and have on God's door till I get to pray for this sinner friend. Let's see your hand. Are you confessing to God your failure? Are you confessing to wait on God for his power? I hope you will. Dear Lord, teach us your children. Now the 4 days are gone. We've done very poorly, Lord. Turn the souls of our souls not to do any better, but to do wonderful things as you are. Oh Lord, you do the rest of us. Do things I can't see and don't know. Tell us you will carve the message that I, as I could supply or maybe was not supposed to let you to know it. But Lord, interpret the scripture to the hearts of people. Let the Holy Fire burn in some people. Never get away from it from this time to lifting them up and say, because this is your sin, Pastor, in Jesus.
Thank you for visiting the Baptist Spire Internet website. Our ministry is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can email us at baptistspire@bigfoot.com.